Blessings to one and all, and welcome to Mystic Radio. I'm your host, Paul James Caden, and this week on the show, we are going to be doing audio format only. If you're watching on YouTube or one of the other video formats, we're doing audio only because we're going to be doing the Maraqabah meditation that we mentioned in last week's show. And so I wanted this to be audio only, so there's nothing on the screen to distract you while you're engaging in the meditation practice. So what Maraqabah is in the mystic tradition is basically relaxing the body, calming the mind, just observing the thoughts, letting them come and go. And then moving into a space of silence where you are able to connect with the presence of God in your heart. Now, when you connect with the presence of God, this is a great way to get to know yourself because it helps you realize and notice those fears and anxieties and those cares that hold you back or hold you down in life. In this meditation, it is the place where you begin to recognize the voice of the ego as opposed to the voice of the divine, which is in your heart. And the more you practice this meditation, the more you're going to realize how not only your inner life changes, but your outer life. Things that once upon a time bothered you, they don't bother you quite as much, or they don't bother you at all. And a lot of those old fears and worries and stresses begin to drop away, and they just don't affect you like they used to. Now, there are times also when you practice this meditation where you will really feel the presence of God within and around you, and it can certainly give way to those very ecstatic moments in meditation. But we have to realize that having those feelings of ecstasy, they aren't the thing that we're striving for here. When they happen, that's great, but we don't want to make this practice about achieving those feelings of ecstasy. A lot of people, when they get into this type of meditation, the mistake they make is seeking after that inner presence of God so they feel that ecstasy, they feel that spiritual high, because it's a great and wonderful feeling. But it's not the aim. The aim is to help you feel closer to your Creator, to help you have more peace in your life, to help you to get to know yourself deeper and more intimately, and in doing so, change the inner landscape of your life, which will inevitably change the outer landscape. So the more you practice Maraqabah, the more you're going to notice things changing. Some of you may notice those changes in a couple of days or a couple of weeks. Others, it may take a little bit longer, but stay with the practice, because I promise you it will pay off. It will bring more peace into your life. It will change you as a person for the better. So I'm going to lead you through the meditation in this particular recording. But once you get used to practicing Maraqabah, I would say, do it on your own without me guiding you through it. Learn to do it by yourself so you're doing it really entering the silence without someone else's voice guiding you into the silence or being a distraction. I mean, certainly having someone guide you through the process is better than nothing, but if it is at all possible, learn to practice on your own and meditate, because the rewards will be even greater once your moments spent in the silence are really in silence. So without further ado, let's get into the Maraqaba meditation and enjoy this process. To begin this meditation practice, find a comfortable position, either sitting on the floor or sitting in a chair with your hands resting gently on the arms of the chair or in your lap. Now close your eyes and just focus for a few moments on your breath. Breathing in and out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. And now take a single deep breath. And as you exhale, mentally say the word, relax. All of the muscles in your body to go loose and limp. Feel your body resting heavily on whatever is supporting it. Just let go and let yourself relax. Feel all the muscles in your face, your forehead, around your eyes, your cheeks, and your jawbone. Feel all these muscles relax. And now focus on the muscles of your neck. Feel the muscles in your neck relax, going loose and limp, easy and tension-free. Now feel all the muscles in your shoulders relax. Feel your shoulders begin to droop as all the muscles in your shoulders relax and go loose and limp. Feel the relaxation spilling down into your arms, your upper arms, forearms, wrists, hands and fingers, and allow your arms to relax, relax, and be loose, tension free, and relaxed. Feel the relaxation spilling down through your chest, warming and relaxing all of the muscles in your chest. Then down into your stomach area, your lower back. Feel all these muscles loose and relaxed. Now feel the relaxation spreading down your legs, your upper legs, calves and shins, down into your feet and toes. And feel your legs relaxing, being loose, limp, and relaxed. Feel your body sink a little deeper into whatever surface is supporting it. Now focus your attention on your mind. Notice what kind of thoughts are going through your mind right now. Just observe. Are you thinking about events that happened during your day? Tasks you must complete? Or perhaps a bit agitated at someone who may have upset you during the course of your day. Whatever thoughts are going through your mind, just observe. Don't let them get stuck. Don't focus on them. Just notice them and let them pass. Notice them and let them pass. Take a few moments now in silence just to observe your thoughts. Just notice, observe, and let them pass. now that you've taken a few moments to observe your thoughts, step past those thoughts as if you're stepping through a doorway or through a veil, and enter a place of deeper mental silence. Step through now. Step into the greater silence now, leaving the world of thought behind you for the moment. But if a thought should come to you in this greater silence, just observe it and let it go. There's no need to worry or no need to think you're meditating incorrectly. Thoughts will come. Just observe and let them go. And then bring your attention back to the greater silence. But you'll be bringing your attention back to something greater than just silence. Because in this quiet state of mind, you're going to begin to imagine the presence of God all around you, loving you, protecting you, enfolding you, and filling you. God is right there in the silence where you are. So take a few moments to just be in the silence, and then imagine the presence of God all around you and filling you. begin to bring your thoughts back to your regular state of consciousness. Become aware of the thoughts moving through your mind. Then become aware of your breath and the sensation of your body sitting on the floor or in the meditation chair. As you become aware of these sensations, begin to wiggle or move your fingers and toes just slightly. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Remember, this meditation is to help you learn the technique and practice of Marakaba meditation. But once you learn how to do it, begin to do it on your own, because then those moments in the silence with God will become longer and deeper and more meaningful. Make the meditation your own, and make the time and the silence a sacred space where you meet the Divine Creator for fellowship, comfort, insight, wisdom, and guidance. And eventually and inevitably, that divine guidance and wisdom and comfort will begin to come to you in your waking state of mind, and you will begin to notice God, the Beloved, is your constant and loving companion who is always with you. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. I hope you enjoyed the meditation. I'll see you again next week. God bless.